welcome back to another Famous Monsters podcast. As always, we like to bring you news about horror, sci-fi, and fantasy. Just plain old nerd-related items of the world.
The world.
I'm your host, George, the jack-of-all-trades, Marrero. With me is Eleni, the Falcon. Yes. My goal is to make you laugh every time.
It works.
What's up, guys? Yeah.
And also our social media coordinator, Chase Hensley.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Your face is so like intense right there.
Most intense face.
And the kindest voice comes
hey
out.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, how are you doing?
We're pretty excited tonight because we are going to go watch It.
It.
It. Too much excitement. No, we're pretty pumped for this. I think all of us happen to grow up at a good time where we can see the movie come out on TV, you know, and...
Actually, it came out the year I was born.
Maybe even better?
So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So I didn't see it when I was a kid.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It all depends. Like, for some kids, it's like this wonderful thing we look back at, and it's like, oh man, that was super cool. And then for others, it's like, that's the reason why I don't like clowns at any of my parties.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I feel like
I see a counselor once a week.
I feel like The Office is a good mix of people who are like, I'm so excited for it, and then like, don't let me see a clown, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, if you're like Jen, who
uh-huh.
just gets infuriated and full of rage, not the usual reaction you think of when no. people are perturbed by a clown. And she's right. like, fear, and it's like, I want to run away. For her, it's like, clown, punch in the face. It's like, do not be within my arm's radius, or you will get a thunderous volcano of tornadoes and fists. Just, it's pretty much a disaster movie in her hands.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Man.
And that's how you stop Pennywise.
That's it. That's how you do it. That's my plan, at least. If he were to come to life, I'd just like, Jen, bam!
Just direct her towards him. Here!
And it's just this. Like, that! Tornado, and then the Tasmanian devil style beatdown. You know?
That works.
Yeah, right?
I think that'd be effective.
I think so, too. More people have to adopt that way of fighting.
Yeah.
I do it.
Tornado style.
Just like, do not die.
Just flail and hope I hit something.
But no, yeah. It comes out tonight. Super pumped about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time, too, with shows like Stranger Things, you know, bringing totally. Back this group of kids
yeah.
who, you know, fight this huge monster of sorts. And I think this is a great time for it. And I'm curious, like, what were your guys' responses at first when you saw the trailer? You know, especially like you've seen Chase, you've seen It, the original movie.
Yeah.
And then you saw the trailer for this. Like, what was it like for you?
When I first started seeing like the stuff for the new movie coming out, I was a little upset because not because I'm like one of those people like, you're remaking my childhood. How dare you? Like, I don't care. If you can make it better, like I'll appreciate both of them. If you make it crappy, then I'll just neglect this one and look at the old one. You know, like, I don't care. Like, do what you want to do.
I can tune in and out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I'll watch what I want to watch and I'll be happy. But when I first saw Pennywise and like his clown outfit and like his all of his style and everything, I was like,
the buck teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate the buck teeth still. But I was like, that outfit looks really stupid. Like, you do not look scary. You look like some weirdo. Like, not like scary weirdo, but just like, you feel bad for them, kind of weirdo. It's like, oh, that person has problems.
Aww. Oh my God.
You know? And then, like.
It's like, so you saw this and you're like, he rides the short bus. Oh, little poor guy. Well, they fit a lot of clowns in that short bus, all right, Chase?
37 in the first two rows. So, like, I was like, this doesn't look like clowns. Because, like, that's not the kind of clowns I was used to seeing.
Mm.
I was used to seeing more like Pennywise from the 1990 one.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And so I was like, that's dumb. No, this is stupid. Like, I hope they shape up because this so far is a bad start. But then, like, I think I'd read somewhere about something like how it looked more like historically accurate of like older clowns or something like that.
Mm. It's definitely, like, you saw it's a classical approach to it. To what
so
I would have started off looking as.
Yeah, exactly. And so I started kind of thinking of that one. I was like, and that would make a lot more sense because when it first came, like when it first woke up and started doing its thing in Derry, it would have been in a totally different time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the clown outfit the modern clown outfit would not have been what it would have. Mm. It would have the older clown outfit. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I appreciate that aspect of it. And then the more I just see it, I'm like, it's not as bad as I thought. It's growing on me.
Also, it's like the new Pennywise, like the proportions look weird. And they look weird in a way that sort of reminds me, like we were talking on the other podcast about like a doll. Like if you ever see like a porcelain doll, like a clown doll, like that has like the big porcelain head, it sort of looks like that to me. Whereas, which is cool in its own way. And I think like the original Pennywise, like Tim Curry Pennywise, what the appeal of that one was it looked so, I don't want to say low budget as if the makeup itself was low budget, but low budget as in like this is a person who went and got white and red paint. Like there wasn't
this was like a rent-a-clown to
it. Yeah, totally. And it just looked like a run-of-the-mill sort of like weird clown that you would hire, like, you know, like second rate for like a party or something like that, which had its own sort of like unsettling like vibe to it. Like it was literally just like a strip of red on the lips, and that's like, that's creepy to me. But also like the new one, it looks a little bit like higher production.
Yeah.
But I think it works for what I like that they're creepy in two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Which brings me to you, Lenny, because you just said like you never actually watched
the
original growing up.
I've seen clips of it, and I have read a lot about it. Like, I'm very familiar with what happens, like the differences between the movie and the book, but I've never actually seen the full miniseries, movie, whatever you want to categorize the first one as.
Which is great, because like, when you watch the trailer, there's no judgment.
Right.
You know, it's just like, this is the first take I've got on this, so.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
I was excited, because it seemed like, and I had mentioned this on another podcast, and you mentioned it, like, with the Stranger Things, like, this is a perfect time for it. Like, it had a really, like, solid, like, Super 8 feel, like, where it's, like, this band of kids, like, very much, like, a period piece, like, set in, what, is this one set in the 60s as well? Or is it, it doesn't seem quite that early. It's hard to place, really. But it seems like for whatever it's going to be, it seems like it's doing a really good job. I loved the vibe of it that I got. I was like, okay, I feel like they might actually do like a pretty solid movie of this. So I was really excited to see it right away, because I really love horror movies that are period pieces. And it seems like it's going to be do a really good job of that.
Yeah, I agree. I remember watching the original It growing up as a kid. And I was always a fan of watching anything that was Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like when there's a TV movie, it's like, oh, sweet. We don't have to get this on VHS or anything. Mm-hmm. It's on TV. It's the best access I'm going to have to it.
You know? Yeah, and there were a lot of those.
And, actually, for Stephen King, like I think it was on ABC that it aired on. ABC did a few like Stephen King little mini series things. I did like the Langoliers, I think, at one point.
Rose Red.
Yep, Rose Red. And it's like
The Stand. That's
a good one.
They're always really entertaining. Like, you know, it's always one of those things you think about. It's like, man, I wonder how this could have been if they had more money put into it. You know, a bigger budget film like It is going to get.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But for like a TV movie, like I've watched it again recently, and I still think till today, it's like there's certain aspects about it that still hold up.
Yeah.
You know, it still has this creep factor. And I think you go back to like Pennywise and Tim Curry's, you know, portrayal of this character. It looks like something you would see. Like he was the kind of clown you probably could have rented and had a birthday party. Like he looked like that, you know. And those clowns, you know, thanks to, who was that? That serial killer.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Like, you know, thanks to that guy, it's like he ruined clowns for everybody, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But it makes you think back to that kind of thing where it's like, Any sicko could be in clown makeup, you know?
Yeah.
And it felt, just that alone felt relative to the point that that's kind of creepy. And then for him to later on turn into like this huge arachnid like creature that's lurking in the cave sewers of wherever of your town. It's like, okay, now it's just a whole other level of like, it's a bigger thing than I even expected. You know, this is a huge, terrifying monster that's creepy as hell. Like, how do I defeat this, you know, as a child? You know, never mind as an adult.
Right.
I never read the novel, but like from what I've been reading about, like seeing like all the random like facts about movies, story, and all that kind of stuff, is that, like, the spider thing in the end isn't even actually his real form. That's just, like his form is supposedly, like, I could be wrong in this, but it's something, like, it's more indescribable kind of setup, you know, because he's, like, some superior kind of being.
Well, and it's then, technically part of another dimension, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, he's from, like, the macroverse.
Right, that's so, what it's called.
Yeah, so he's not even from our universe.
Yeah, which you kind of get that, like, there's moments when he's just, like, the light.
Yeah,
you know,
the dead
which
lights.
gives you that sense of, like, every time you get a portrayal of God, you know, God has no form of sorts. It's always just light.
I think he even described himself as the deadlights.
Yeah.
Like, so it's such a weird kind of thing trying to wrap your mind around. It's like, oh, he is the deadlights. So, like, the spider that's showing the deadlights is not him. He is the deadlights. Or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, it makes me think of a side nerd note right here.
Mm-hmm.
Galactus and, you know, like, the Fantastic Four and Marvel comic books. Mm. The form that we see of him is not the actual form that he takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's whatever we perceive him as. So every time we see him in the comic books, that's what we see. But, like, if you went to another world, then they would see, like, a different version of him,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. That's what comic book stuff.
Nice.
But I'm just thinking of that. But no, that's, like, when I remember seeing the trailer, I think we saw it together. Right, Chase? Like, I think you pulled me out of the office because you were like, it's happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's happening? And you're like, it. And I'm like, what? Like, the trailer. And I was like, okay, I'm with you now. It was like one of those Abbott and Costello moments that you wish for but then don't want to really be a part of when it happens. You're confused. But I just remember, like, watching, I was like, and I was pretty pumped. It was pretty cool. I was like, this is gonna be a badass film.
Yeah.
And, like, usually I'm one of those sticklers who's like, man, why you gotta mess with my stuff, man? You know, it's mm-hmm. like, this is not exactly what it was like back in the day in this version. It's like, you're doing it all wrong. But I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like, this looks super cool. It's like, I like the classic approach to the clown outfit. I thought that was really cool. It's like, the fact that they're making him look scary before, if he gets to transform, before he transforms, whatever, like, I'm already with him. Like, man, like, I don't want to mess with that clown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And as a kid, when I used to see clowns at the circus, I would either stomp them on the foot or I'd punch them in the nose. That was my natural response as, like, a little child. And I wasn't going to mess with that stuff. It's like, you're not funny. Get out of my face. I think if I saw this guy coming at me, they all float down here. I'm like, yeah, okay, you can float over there. I'm going to be over here not floating. Just keep,
Worst case scenario, I float this way alone.
Yeah. No floaters allowed. All right? But no, like, I like you said, like, I love the whole feel of this. I like that, like, it also feels like we're not even seeing the adult version of this. Like, it's just, we're sticking with the kid's story.
Yeah.
You know? Which the TV adaptation did a lot of jumping back and forth, where we focus kind of, like, on the kids' half, their confrontation, and then the second episode, if you want to call it, you know, we sit to see the adults now try to defeat, you know,
it.
Well, with this, I feel like we're kind of getting that same motif where it's just the kids, but it's just the kids, it looks like. We haven't seen any adult aspect of it at all.
And I've seen some people say, like, they're really excited for that part of it because that was the part that they really loved about the original, that they found a lot more interesting and, like, a stronger story. Because it does play into that whole, like, a band of kids that you're rooting for then, like, with Stranger Things and everything.
They're all underdogs.
Yeah, totally.
These kids are underdogs in life regardless. You got a kid
that has
asthma, the Losers Club, a stutterer, you know, the chubby kid who gets picked on, you know.
Yeah.
And the girl whose dad is abusive and all that stuff. You know, like, there's all of them have these natural troubles that they deal with, their own personal demons and monsters, you know. And now to take on this actual physical or metaphysical thing, whatever you want to consider it, you know, together they find strength within each other and they overcome it. That's something we all can relate to at some point or another.
Yeah.
And that's the only way they can do it. If they try doing it alone, they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, they die.
Yeah. Did you say they're dying?
And it looks like from the trailers that I've seen, like, they are playing on that, like, really strong, like, having them all, like, swimming together, like, standing in the circle and everything, like, linking hands. Like, so I'm really excited to see it for that part of it.
Which, to add to it, we do actually have a kid from Stranger Things in it.
Yeah.
You know, which is
even
to, you know. It's like, this kid is always going to be that kid now.
Yeah.
It's like another movie. It's like, oh, we got another one of these five loner kids who have problems. Let's get that guy.
Hold that thought, Jerry. I know who to call.
But yeah, no, I'm super excited for this. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be amazing. And we're actually doing a little meetup where we're going to have a bunch of lucky people who will come watch the movie with us. We rent out a whole theater. So we're going to watch it with a bunch of FM fans, just 150 of us or so.
Yeah.
Where we're doing, like, prizes and all that kind of stuff.
Trivia.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got trivia. I've been gathering up some questions. So I got all this little bit of trivia questions here. So we'll be asking those and People get prizes for answering them. It's going to be fun.
I'm really excited.
Just out of curiosity, I haven't seen your questions yet.
Yeah, I'm keeping it very secret, but I'll ask them on here if you want me to.
I want to know how hard they're going to be. I'm just curious. Like, sometimes, like, you go to these trivia things, and you're like, oh, come on, just do a trivia. I know this thing inside and out. Then the person's question's like, what was the mug that they were using in the background of the argument in scene 35? It's like, oh, there were mugs in that scene?
Yeah.
Damn. You know what? Actually, like, I feel that most people that are going, if they're, like, excited about the trivia part, they should be people that probably know about it.
Yeah.
So these are, like, looking at it now, like, most of these are, you know, tougher questions. I think I might make some extras in case, like, I'm asking and just hearing crickets. I'm like, all right, flip the page over. Who stutters? You guys are great. Like, who stutters?
Who from the FM crew shares a name for one of the characters of the movie? This guy. My guy dies.
Oh. Yeah.
Sucks. So no, but I'm curious. Give me one question. I just want to what's the hardest question we'll probably see? Or mid hard.
I don't
like, that just sounds weird. I should say things fairly, like mid-hard.
Like honestly. Yeah, calm down. It's a clown. Let's see. You know, some of them, let's see. Oh, that's a really easy one.
I just put you on the spot, didn't I?
You did.
Like, you're having a hard time just asking the questions.
I'm trying to, you know, like, one of them here, like, which famous director was originally supposed to direct the 1990 It?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Don't tell us.
Okay, but that's a good question.
You guys who are listening, you tell us what the answer to that is. Granted, you guys can look it up on Google or whatever.
Yeah.
But still, you know.
Like, we've actually talked about two of these things during the podcast already, but we didn't really go in too much detail about it.
Did we depth?
Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make some more questions just in case. It's like, oh, these aren't picking up. So flip it over and just ask easier questions.
Was John Ritter an actor? Yes. You get a prize.
What was the name of the clown?
Well, you know what? I was thinking, because when I was rewatching, I was like, that could be a good question to ask. Because many of his people just think that, oh, well, it was just Pennywise the clown. But there was a longer version to his name.
Uh-huh. It was...
That I didn't even think of. I was like, oh, snap. Yeah, that's extra stuff I didn't think about.
And that's how he introduces himself to
Georgie.
To Georgie.
Yeah.
Before he kills him.
Yeah, because, like, I watched it, like, just a little bit back. And before then, like, the last time I'd watched it was, like, probably 1990 when it came out on TV.
Right.
You know? So for me, it's always like, oh, Pennywise the Clown. But I totally forgot. It's like, oh, no, it's Pennywise the Dancing Clown. And everything is like, how many times did he dance in the movie? Because I don't think it was that much dancing from this dancing clown.
That might be a good trivia question. How many times does Pennywise the Dancing
Clown live up to his name?
Live up to his name.
I can only think of one time he was dancing. And that's kind of like in the streets, like when they're looking at the photo album. Yeah. He's kind of like dancing around doing his thing. He jumps up on the light pole. He's like, rah, rah, rah. Like,
yeah. Ah.
But other times, yeah, he's doing other goofy stuff. You know, he's like digging graves. He's...
Yeah, goofy, silly stuff like that.
He's like in the library. Like, the way he does it, he's just...
Yeah.
I was just expecting that next time we see someone digging a grave, it's like, this guy's goofing around over here. Digging a grave.
He's so silly.
There's another one, like, when he's in the library and he's, like, telling jokes. And he's sitting there, like, on the rail up at the top. He's like, I'm like, that laugh. Why? I love it. He has, like, four different laughs in this movie. I heard, like, the way you can tell, like, what kind of Tim Curry fan you are is by which laugh you recognize him by. And there's, like, there's, like, several different kinds of laugh in just this movie. It's like, man, he's got, like, at least two or three different laughs in this movie, aside from other movies that, you know, it's very fun.
That makes me want to look up Tim Curry laughing, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm sure that there's tons of compilation videos on YouTube.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember which movie it was from. It was either Home Alone 2 or it was Clue, but he laughs. He's like...
I think that may have been Clue.
I love it.
I think we should have a moment of silence as we... think of these sound bites. On a side note, we got a really cool thing that came in. For anyone who keeps tuned into our Famous Monsters TV show, our friends from And You Films, who we met during our Silver Screen Fest, like almost plugging all that stuff right there. Famous Monsters TV, Silver Screen Fest. What don't we do? But And You Films, they're known for doing the Bubba the Redneck Werewolf.
Yeah.
And they did our show last year also, where they had a few short films for an anthology. Super funny people. They did a little spoof off of It for us that's going to be in our episode this Saturday. Cool. Where they combined the movie It with Pitch Perfect.
Oh, you were telling
yeah.
me.
It's, so it's called It's Perfect.
It Perfect. It yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So Pennywise auditions to become a part of the Pitch Perfect crew, and he takes them like to nationals, pretty much. And he does the only way he knows how is by killing everyone who's going against them, pretty much, you know, along the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I'd say, you know, tune in this Saturday. Check it out. Not look at our YouTube page. It'll be there. It's and all their they go to their Andrew films on YouTube. They have their own channel. They do a whole bunch of stuff like that. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I actually just looked at their channel the other day, and I was like, "What is this?" There's some funny like Game of Thrones stuff on there too.
Yeah, yeah. What was it?
Like Minions?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh my god!
Just like Minions in the Game of Thrones world. It's great.
Yeah, they're pretty ridiculous over there. And super nice people. But back to clowns. So with it coming out, you know, it brought back to me just the thought of like other clown movies that I remember growing up, or even just like clowns in horror in general. And I with this, like, I have to always think of Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
For those who have not watched it, it's one of the best like B movies out there, possibly. You know, it's not a good film at all.
No.
Do not like go into this thing. It's like, oh, Famous Monsters told me to watch this because it's a great film. We're not saying that.
It's right. Not.
But if you want to get some laughs, like, this is the only time I think of clowns as being funny is when I watch this movie. And it's the whole premise is they're alien that look like clowns and they kill people.
They wrap you up in cotton candy.
Cotton candy, oh, yeah. And it's very much, it's funny. I don't know what the whole thing with clowns and this whole like spider-like thing, because it makes me think of spiders.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they put them like cocoons.
Yeah, they cocoon them up, they put them in the spaceship, and then they have these swirly straws, like the fun straws, and they stick it into the cotton candy, and then they suck out the blood out of the person.
That is
and that's how they feed.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe because those are two really common phobias, like
spiders
and clowns. Yeah. Like, those
but
are
I think
two.
Jen hates spiders, too.
There you go. That's
her thought is to burn both of them.
Yep.
Interesting. So don't put any lighters next to
Jen. No.
Just keep that in mind. But yeah, I have fond memories of that movie. Like, one of my favorite scenes is like there's this little cute clown. Like it's weird that I think he's cute because all creepy looking. You know, like these are purposely terrifying looking clowns. You know, they have sharp teeth and they're all like, and if you can imagine what that face looks like from that sound, you know. But like he goes out, he has his little tricycle. And he finds like these thugs, these hooligans. You know, this is based in the '80s. You know, they're '80s thugs. Now you have that picture in your mind. But he starts doing like a little show for them. Like, oh, look at this little clown dude. All right, and he starts doing shadow puppets like against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And at first, it's all cute. It's like, oh, look at the bunny. Oh, he's adorable. Yeah. It's like, oh, look at the dog. All right. And it's like, and all of a sudden, this is a T-Rex, and the T-Rex gets really big, and he's like. Rawr. Yeah. And the T-Rex eats one of the dudes.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh snap, those are some badass fucking shadow puppets.
Those shadow
yeah. And it was the one time where like I saw shadow puppets and right after I seen them, it's like, I'm gonna do some shadow puppets too.
Make
it's, like,
a T-Rex.
It's like, I can't make a T-Rex, how do you do that? Little 7-year-old idiot. But yeah, I always think of that movie anytime I think of a clown and something. Have you guys ever seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space? You
have
this
not.
Look at Lenny. Oh, Lenny. You go to what's the video store you go to?
Video Droid.
Go to Video Droid.
Shout all out right. to Video Droid for,
yeah.
for being in this.
Awesome.
Man, props.
Remaining.
Staying alive.
You exist. You get our approval.
But yeah, they have to have it. I thought that's one of those videos that most video stores have.
Yeah.
Because I'm renting it.
Yeah, like, I think that's how I saw it.
Different years of my life. But
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I will investigate.
You have to. Trust. You're going to get laughs out of it. Like,
oh, I know.
You usually have like your battle ready. Like am I trying to say this? You have your procedure that you go through.
Oh, yeah.
Where you get one movie, it's like, this might not be good. We need a second movie to back this up.
It's a movie that I know is going to be bad, that's going to bother me a lot. Or like it's one that I have already seen that bothered me a lot that my girlfriend hasn't seen, and I'm like, well, we're going to watch this, but you're going to be very upset about it. So we have to get another movie that you're not going to be upset about so that we can feel better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's usually...
You might not have to do that with this one.
That's fair. Just
going in, you know it's a bad movie.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to get chuckles.
Yeah, totally.
Guaranteed.
Nice.
That I do guarantee. If you don't laugh while watching Killer Clowns from Outer Space, then you could be a heartless person. You have no soul.
Yeah.
And clowns don't like that.
No.
So, did you have a favorite scene, right, by any chance? Chickadee Chase?
You know, I haven't seen it in a long time. Didn't some people get, like...
Killed, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
No,
like,
no.
Was there a scene where, like, the little clown, like, people were being mean to him and he, like, did something to them? I feel like he was doing something and then he was just, like, just clowning. You're just clowning around. And, like, some people are just, like, picking on him because, like, look at this ugly little clown. And then he, like, killed them or something.
I think he, if I remember correctly, I think he had, like, one of those extendifists.
Oh, snap.
If I remember correctly. And, of course, with them, like, it wouldn't just be some softening, like, you die.
Yeah.
From it. I think that's what might have happened. I remember, like, someone, like, dying in confetti happening. Like, actually, you know, it may have been the clowns, if I remember correctly, yeah. I think, like, if you shot them in the nose and, like, confetti came out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they went full on with, like, all the clownery, like, uh-huh. little, like, every clown, like, activity you could think of or some kind of circus-related thing,
mm-hmm.
they utilized that to the fullest, you know, in some kind of way. Like, I think there was, like, clacky teeth. That was a weapon, you know, of some sort. Like, everything that you could think of in the clown's arsenal was used in effect. It was ridiculous.
I will put that on my list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about you guys? Is there, like, a clown-related, like, film or TV thing that, like, pops into your head that is really, I don't know, standout and iconic?
I feel like there's got to be some more that are just not coming to my mind right now. But then there's the one, it's called Clown. And it's where this guy, like, gets this cursed suit, this cursed clown suit.
Oh, I think someone just told you about Netflix.
Yeah. I think I heard you guys talking about it a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he, like, you put the suit on and then it turns into, like, this clown that eats children or whatever. That one was actually a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I went into a thing and, like, it just looks like it's going to be bad. And, like, I've seen, like, little clips of it or something. I was like, oh, that looks terrible. But then when I actually watched it, I was like, okay, this is actually a little bit better than what I was thinking it was going to be. I'm not upset with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll add that one to my list, too.
Just adding all these clown movies to your list.
This is the episode where we just give Eleni a big list of movies to watch.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Homework. I feel like every episode we're giving someone homework.
It's usually me, actually. It really usually is me. Too much of my time is taken up playing Fallout, and then I don't watch any of the things. And you have
that's just a bad thing, though. That's okay.
No, Fallout is
fine. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with
Fallout.
Nothing at all. For me, the clown that stands out the most of movies is not really a clown movie, but it's definitely Captain Spaulding. From House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects, because those are two of my favorite movies anyway, and they really wouldn't be what they are without him. Sid Haig just does such a good job, and it's like he's not as much of a clown in the Devil's Rejects because it totally like its aesthetic is totally different and it totally fits with House of a Thousand Corpses, but then you have like this like horror western type thing that is the Devil's Rejects. And he does actually take the clown makeup off in that one, and it's more fitting. But he's such a good character.
It's true. Like, I for one wasn't a big fan of House of a Thousand Corpses. But what you said is true. Like, he stands out. Like, out of everything, I honestly don't remember much from that film because how much I didn't like it. But him.
Right.
Like you couldn't forget him.
The standout scenes for me are really, like, with him. Like, like his little, like, carnival ride in the beginning and his, like, weird little, like, gas station convenience store slash haunted house ride. Like, what does he call it? Like, a murder ride or something like that? Because I remember the kids come up and they're just like, a murder ride? How do you do a murder ride or something like that? And then he tries to get robbed and he just shoots the guy anyway.
He tries to get robbed. He's out there actively trying to get robbed. He's like, come on, rob me!
Yeah, but he's such like a standout character, which I totally understand. Like people who don't like House of a Thousand Corpses, like it's very set in its own aesthetic, and if you're not into that aesthetic, like it can seem really over the top. Yeah. And Devil's Rejects is way different, even though it's the same characters.
Yeah, like I remember watching Devil's Rejects, and I, like you could tell this is all in the same world.
Oh yeah,
still, but it felt. I mean, it was like I was being picky when I watched House of a Thousand Corpses, mm-hmm. but like when I saw Devil's Rejects, I was like, this feels more refined. Like this is someone who saw what he did in the first one and he improved upon it in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And he took all the things that I actually did enjoy,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty much Captain Spaulding.
Captain Spaulding,
you know?
Yeah.
And that and his whole way of being, and he put characters next to him that worked really good off of him.
Oh, totally.
You know, so like while I'm watching, I was like, I kind of want them to win. I think I want them to kill everybody. You know?
Yeah, just totally. They did a really good job of that. Yeah,
yeah, and they were bad mofos.
Yeah.
You should not be rooting for these guys.
No, you should absolutely not be rooting for these guys. But they did a really good job of making the sheriff in the second one a character that you really didn't want to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think
sure.
Captain Spaulding is sort of like the patriarch of the family is like, he does a really good job of tying everything together in both movies, I feel like. So, yeah, he's the standout character for me. Standout clown.
I just thought of more.
Oh, who you got? Who you got for me?
The clowns. Well, the clown from American Horror Story.
Yes, that's who I was going to say. Yes.
Nice. Like, I guess like
got
this.
Got him on my desk.
Yeah. I guess like this season, that's out now, Cult.
Mm-hmm.
Is,
did it come out already?
Yeah, they had a first episode 2 days ago, a day, something like that.
I'm slacking.
A day or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
A few days, yeah. And I haven't seen it, but apparently, like from all the commercials, the Cult is like full of clowns. So, but I guess it's also like pretty political, and I don't know how long the political aspect of it lasts, so I don't know if that's going to be a turn on and turn off, you know, but the one season, Freak Show, with the clown, like that. That was a gnarly clown.
Yeah. He was a creepy ass clown. Just like that mask.
Yeah.
That mask was super cool. And then like when you took it off, it was like no jaw and everything.
It's like, whoops, I don't have this.
Yeah. And what made it worse, like, Len, you have this look in your eyes of like, what the hell?
Well, American Horror Story, like, I watched the first few seasons and then they really lost me on Coven.
I had a feeling I'd say that because I felt the same way.
Yeah. Well, it felt very much like for one, no one stayed dead. So there were no consequences of any actions. And it just like, it just, I don't know. I that lost me and it felt like they swapped out one of their writers for someone who was doing writing for Pretty Little Liars. and it just, I don't know. I really, really wanted to love that season.
Because witches are cool.
Yeah.
Witches are super cool. And magic was, like, everything about it should have been freaking awesome.
And I loved the White Witch who was obsessed with Stevie Nicks. Like, she was amazing, and then I didn't care about the rest of it.
Yeah.
At all. So I haven't watched any, well, no, that's not true, actually. I watched some of Hotel.
Okay.
But.
Hotel lost me.
See, that's where I stopped, too. I stopped after, like, I watched, like, two episodes of Hotel, and I was like, now I'm probably playing video games again. I'm gonna play some video games.
Yeah.
And that's
all
about it.
I was wondering what the heck is up with the kids playing video games. Like, how is this part of like a horror show? Like, this is.
Just, oh, there were video games in that one too?
Yeah, that's one with like the vampires and stuff, right?
Yeah, there's vampires, yeah.
Yeah, like the vampire kids or whatever. They're just when they get introduced or whatever, they're just sitting there playing video games, like all catatonic looking.
I know that.
Like, what the heck is the. No. No. give me some clowns.
No, yeah, the clown thing. I liked about Freak Show is that the clown thing wasn't a big deal. It was just this little side note to everything that was happening, you know? And then, like, I liked his whole progression. You find out, like, he acts like he was doing bad things, yes. But, like, he wasn't a bad guy. It's just he was just a product of circumstance, you know, and just a situation that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what happened with everything with him and then that freaking boy who just didn't know how to grow up.
You know, was it like Denny or something like that?
Yeah, something like, he was the crazy one.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, Denny.
that's a fun thing for another day. those of you who haven't watched The Room yet, that's what that's from. It's something that we've currently watched, and we will be doing a little reaction video. So look out on YouTube for that to come out. Yeah, that's quite a thing.
Yeah, watch it unless you're chicken. Cheep, 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 cheep.
Cheep. Inside anyway. Jokes, they're great.
Yeah. Back to clown.
But yeah, but no, I really like the transition of the clown, mm-hmm. you know, going to the other guy and then him becoming like, he was actually a crazy person.
Yeah.
Who was now going to kill people.
Yeah. I was like, man, I'm surprised he's still alive. And now he's bad. Okay.
Yeah. But no, yeah, yeah. That was really cool. Here's a weird thing. Thinking of clowns, you know, everyone's watched The Simpsons. You know, everyone knows about mm-hmm. Krusty the Clown and I forgot the name of the other guy. Sideshow Bob,
right?
Sideshow Bob, you know, and their whole battle with each other.
Yeah.
When I was young, I had a friend in school who was afraid of like Krusty the Clown and Sideshow Bob and that whole situation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, it's like it's a comedy cartoon, right? Like they're The Simpsons. It's the most. It's supposed to make you laugh. That's like, no, Krusty's, no, that thing is evil. You heard his laugh. No. And I was like, there has to be more to this. You know, like, it can't just be that. You know, why else do you not like Krusty? Like, come on. It's The Simpsons.
Yeah.
There's nothing about The Simpsons that should ever scare you. And I was like, did you have something as a kid growing up? And I was like, no, nothing I can think of. You know, it's like, clowns never bothered me. You know, it's like I had a clown like backboard on my bed, but I didn't like that. I had to have my dad take that down. I was like, okay, stop there.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. You had a clown backboard. I wouldn't even want that as a freaking backboard for your bed. A clown back? That's crazy.
Yeah. That's not cool. Who puts that for? Shame on the parents who did that.
Yeah. And it had how he described it to me was like, it was a big head with like hands reaching over.
Okay.
That's like where the bedpost would be. Yeah. And it's like, that sounds like a nightmare.
That sounds
you
like
went
an
to bed
nightmare.
Into a nightmare every yeah. night.
It's like, I'm imagining, like, the clown head is the backboard, and then, if there's, like, railing on the bed, or, like, the arms reaching around, and like, basically you're going to bed inside the cradling arms of a giant nightmare clown every night. Like, yeah, that might mess you up a little bit.
You.
I didn't understand. Not really being
light your bed on fire.
Down with
yeah.
the clowns.
So he had that before.
ICP over here. I'm down with
I
the
could
clowns.
Not.
ICP.
There's we won't get that. Into it.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. Let's pull like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I we got to the bottom of that, I pretty much like did the psychology, and I was like, wait a second, come on, man. I think you gotta give Krusty another chance. All right.
Yeah.
We just got to the root of it right now. All mm-hmm. right. It's like, I may be only like 14, but I think I figured it out. I think I know why you're afraid of clowns. All right? Stop blaming the cartoon.
Yeah.
Blame your parents for getting you a stupid bed.
Yeah, right? See, it's not the clowns. Your parents hated you.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. So,
you know, that's a whole other set of therapy going on.
Yeah. That's something I always kind of think of. I think of the clown thing, too. I think of that.
Uh-huh.
It makes me laugh. I feel bad for him, but.
Here's another creepy clown thing that isn't from, like, a movie or show or anything. It's just from regular life these days.
I was just thinking.
We had, a rash of clowns across the nation last year. They were just showing up.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Some people, like, they had weapons. Like, I don't know if they ever physically, like, hurt or killed anyone or anything like that. But they were popping up kind of all over. And I'm wondering... Like, because I feel like the first few, like, clown sightings that happened that people were talking about, they didn't have anything with them. They were just, like, standing on, like, a bridge at night or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, because anything like that happens, my instinct is always, this is a viral marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And now we have it coming out. And I didn't know at the time that it was going to be coming out, but that seems like about the length of time. Like, because that's not a very expensive viral marketing campaign. You hire someone to go out in a clown suit. You hire someone else to find them, quote unquote, and then upload it to their YouTube page and be like, guys, look at this. And then I'm assuming all the ones with weapons were people who saw that and was like, I want to do that too and go out and really terrify people. Was there ever a conclusion that got reached on why we had an influx of clowns?
Yeah. No, not that I know of. All I know is, like, I just saw something, like, someone posted something about an article saying something about, like, how they're afraid that the new It movie is going to, like, spark another clown epidemic with people going out and doing that kind of stuff. I'm like, I mean, technically, they didn't actually, they didn't hurt anybody. You know, I mean, they just scared people. And everyone's like, oh, watch out, these clowns are so dangerous. I'm like, I mean, but I didn't see any actual reports of a clown actually hurting somebody.
I saw a couple videos of them chasing someone down.
Yeah. But people do that for pranks all the time.
Yeah, I saw a scare tactic video of clowns. Yeah.
But then it was like, everyone's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, they uploaded it. Like, they have to physically do it. Like, they have to go home.
Yeah.
And then.
There's a process to this.
Yeah. Yep. Like, it's not like it just happened and then now we have the video of it. Like, they gave us the video, so they're okay.
Yeah.
But I did see stuff like that.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. But yeah, that was quite the creepy thing. And everything, it's like, I mean, we just found out recently, it's like there's clown academies.
Yeah.
You know? Oh yeah.
I imagine that's where they would go. It's like they just call up the local clown academy. It's like, hey, we need like five clowns. We need one on Washington and the other one to go on Brickberry and just pop like around 8 o'clock at night. When people are coming out of like their offices and stuff, and it's got like one person.
Just stand in the alley where most people won't see you, but someone will, and they'll be very upset.
Yeah, I just want to imagine how that call went. It's like, and they're at the office, like, so is there like a party at this corner that you want us to wait at? No party. Just a random person. Like the first person you see come out the doors, just scare them. Scare them. You know we're clowns, right? Like we're here to make people happy and laugh, and we can send the juggling clown to. No need for that.
No.
Funny story. Do you want to be paid?
Did you have any dropouts recently? Just go get them. Tell them to do the worst makeup possible.
Give us a list of those people. Mm-hmm. We'll go talk to them.
Yeah.
If they want to hold something that in the wrong light will look like a knife, but isn't actually a knife so that we don't get sued.
Because we don't want
them. No. We just want people to be terrified.
I saw this thing about... I'm trying to see if I can find it. There's like some sort of like organization for clowns saying that like with the It movie come out, they're like, you know, this isn't a representation of what real clowns do and are kind of thing. It's like kind of like...
The clown union just wants to make it very clear. It's
like... We drew. That's probably real.
Kind of like, gosh, I remember I saw clown it earlier.
Advocate groups.
Yeah, it's it's like some like school prestige of clowns type thing. But that's like, funny.
Oh, I'm gonna research this now.
Yeah, I need to find it. I'm just wondering.
I wanted to know what the clown dean looks like.
Yeah. The dean of school.
Squeezing nose. There's this show on Hulu, I think, called, I don't know if it's just on Hulu, but I saw it on Hulu. It's called Baskets.
Oh, it's on FX. Yeah.
Is it on FX?
Yeah, it's on
FX. With Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good show.
It looked good. I've never watched it, but it looked good.
But it's really funny because, like, in the beginning it's showing, like, how he's in France. He went there. Mm-hmm. He doesn't speak French at all, but he went there for this prestigious clown school. And, like, everyone's talking in French around him. He's like, Yep, gonna write that down, you know? His whole thing is he wants to be a clown so bad, and it's just he fails at it terribly. And then he didn't get any help from being at that school because he doesn't speak French.
Of course.
You know, and he's just, like, a very awkward and rude person, and it's just fun watching him try to be a clown. He ends up being a rodeo clown, which isn't at all the clown that he was looking to do, but it's clown work.
Yeah.
There's an ICP clown in the show.
Juggalo, yeah, there has to be.
He helps the Juggalo see the light.
What light?
He goes and starts working at Arby's.
Oh. Well, for you, that's the light.
The dim light.
Tasty sandwich.
I mean, he doesn't wear the makeup anymore.
Oh. But, well, I guess there's that.
Yeah.
Talking about all this reminded me that this year at Silver Screen when we were in Dallas, we had a submission that was called The Night Watchman. And promo for, I think it's actually come on DVD already, so people could, you can actually
rent it. Oh, nice. It. I liked that one.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious. But like the pitch line for it was clownpires. And it's because like, it's supposed to be like vampires and undead stuff and everything. And the way that everyone gets turned into a vampire is by this clown that like died or whatever, and he turns out to be a vampire. And so
when you said clownpire to me, I, instead of clown and vampire, I heard it as clown and empire. The empire of clowns.
So you see like Terrence Howard.
Clownpire, the clown emperor.
Emperor clown.
Emperor, yeah.
Emperor Blinky says. Right now. Pretty on shoes. They must be at least 2 feet long. They all must be left shoes.
Well, no, it's not Terrence Howard and clowns and cookie clowns or anything like that. But no, it's just a full-on clown. And he looks like a demon and everything, but he's the vampire that turns everyone into a vampire. And it turns out there's like a whole clown army of vampires, and they're turning everyone. And everyone is in this building. For some reason, his body is in a sarcophagus. I mean, a coffin. Why did I say sarcophagus? That's not Egypt. it's in a coffin. And it gets brought to this random building. And this building is playing like a late night, trying to finish off whatever thing they have to take care of or whatever. And so it ends up affecting everyone in the building. And you got like this group of
security guards.
Security guards. Thank you, Chase. And there's a rookie with them. And they're like, is this his training day? Because, of course, there has to be that one new guy who's new to the job, isn't new anything. So they're putting through the courses, you know, stuff he has to know and doing everything. And these are some oddball dudes themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, these are not guys who should be protecting anybody, to be honest, you know. You have, like, that one guy who's, like, very serious. Like, he's handling a gun all, like, badass and stuff. And it's like, you know, we got to do everything like this. 2,400 hours, like, be here at 1,600 hours, blah, 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 blah. And as the movie progresses, you find out it's like he knows nothing. Like, he can't shoot a gun. He knows nothing about military stuff or whatever. And, like, all the stuff. Like, you find out, like, he just, like, maybe watched, like, too many movies, and that's what it was. But, like, as it progresses, like, he's still trying to hold up to it. It's, like, doing army calls and, like, marine things. It's like, you do this. Do like, the finger motions with no voice. And it's, like, pointing at places and stuff. And looking at him, it's like, dude, you just admitted you don't know what you're doing. Stop doing that. You're an idiot. But it's just great
that
the main thing is it is a horror comedy, so all the funny stuff that happens is on purpose and everything. But I'd say there's really good makeup in it though. Like all the vampire zombie creatures are very well done. But the main clown, like, he is hideous. He doesn't start off looking like kind of clown. Like no. He immediately is a terrifying looking clown who has like the sharp ass teeth, like blood dripping and everything. You know, like, they did a really good job. Like, I think if you just watch scenes of him without the funny stuff, it'd be really scary, actually. Yeah. But it just popped into my head as we're talking about this. It's like, oh, yeah, we had a clown movie at the Silver Screen Pass.
And that's making me think of the trailer for It. Like, the part where it shows, like, the kids kind of cowering in one spot, and you see Pennywise's hand come down. It looks... I can't tell if it's, like, just... 'Cause his finger's, like, long and sharp, pointy, like, busting through the glove. And I'm kind of thinking, like, the whole... creepy demon look that it had. Like, it doesn't show the rest of them for that scene. It just shows, like, his hand down by his side and all, like, busted through the glove.
Yeah, I guess I'm really curious to see how he's going to look. Like, I wonder if he's going to turn, like, all demon-y. He already looks scary
kinda,
as it is.
It kind of, like, there's a moment in the trailer that looks like he kind of is when they, like, go into the basement and then he sort of, like, rushes at them and his head is all, like, twitching out. Like, it looks like the beginning of, like, some kind of transformation. Like, he doesn't... Not that he really looks human at any point, but there's definitely something else going on. Like, there's a...
Sorry. So he doesn't look human. I was like, man, them buck teeth. And I just put my fingers on my teeth. And
it looks like he might have, like, really sharp teeth, like the super sharp teeth at that point, though. I don't know. I'm going to have to rewatch it.
Yeah.
I'm getting myself so hyped for it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like I stopped watching trailers for it because I'm like, no, I already saw enough. Like, I don't want to have anything given away. I want to watch the movie now.
Yeah.
And, like, they did that, I think it's like what they're doing for trailers now in the theaters when they do like a trailer for a movie. It's the one with, it's got Georgie's boat just went down in the drain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Pennywise actually pops up with it and he's talking to him.
Oh, they did the whole extended sort of, ooh.
Yeah, they did like the extended one. So you actually see him talking to George. And it is so freaking creepy.
Yeah, because of the voice. The original trailer didn't have that. Like, you see the boat go down in.
Yeah.
But the most you see of him is, like, he kind of, like, steps forward, like, out of the darkness. Like, you see his eyes, glinting and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that trailer.
Don't do it, because it's so good. You're going to just want to wait for the movie.
That's true.
See, I didn't watch that one yet. I'm glad I didn't.
Like,
yeah, tonight. I should...
Tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it was amazing. The movie.
It's so hard to wait, though.
Because, like... And I was a little concerned about the actor, too, because at first I heard it's going to be one actor, and then I never knew that there was a change between the actors.
Mm.
So now it's like the guy from, what is it, like Hemlock Clove?
Or Hemlock Grove, yeah.
I keep saying Clove. Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Cloverfield.
Hemlock Clove of garlic. it's got a guy from that. And before, it was the guy from Meet the Millers, like the nerdy kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, no. That was another thing. I was like, he's in a stupid outfit. That stupid kid is playing him. Like, how's he going to be a scary guy?
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't realize it was a transition to a new actor. But even then, like, just seeing this, whoever it is,
Skarsgård. I can't remember his first name.
Yeah.
He's from the Skarsgård family.
Yeah. Of the Skarsgårds?
Yeah. They made a name for themselves.
Yeah, they're doing good.
Yeah.
They're all happy for their little brother. But just, like, seeing, like, the way he's looking and talking and, like, his changes in his face and, like, the voice that he has, it's not what you would expect from Pennywise. Like, Tim Curry's like, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown. You know, it's like, oh, you sound like an adult. You know, you sound like what you might expect kind of a creepy clown to sound like.
Yeah.
This one is, like, uber creepy because his voice sounds like, much like softer or like a higher pitch, even. It sounds like young, like, hi. It's like, oh, it's so creepy, like seeing him talk. And then, like, in this one part, he's like smiling, and like George is laughing, and then he loses the smile and looks like pissed off. And then Georgie's like terrified. I'm like, yeah, I'm me too, dude. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Get the hell out of there, Georgie, get out of there.
Run! Like, how does it go from like, he's laughing with him, and all of a sudden she's like, now I'm pissed. I was like, oh my goodness, that is creepy. Because now it's not even just like, oh, it's a creepy looking clown. It's like, oh, he's got something wrong in his head. Something bad's going to happen.
Because he's hangry, that's why.
Someone might lose an arm here. Yeah. I don't even know.
Me too.
Because, you know, he eats children, so he's got, he's just...
That's true. It's, you know, been, like...
When you're hungry and you don't have a Snickers, all right, you turn into It the Clown.
Why didn't they do that ad campaign? Yeah,
that would have been amazing.
They should have.
Missed opportunity.
And then it shows a bite out of a Snickers bar, and there's, like, two big chunks in the front where his buck teeth
That's hilarious.
Chase is not going to let those buck teeth go.
Oh,
they're pretty distinct. He does look like a rodent.
I feel like it takes away a little bit from his creepiness and makes him look kind of goofy.
Maybe that was their approach. They didn't want you to be too scared. You know, they want you to catch you off guard and like, oh, okay, he's kind of dumb.
Which reminds me also of the scene with the projector.
Yeah.
And then it's like slowly going to him, and the hair's blowing over.
Yeah.
And he's got this like dirt face. He's like, "Dang!" I'm like, "Why is he doing the dirt face?"
Like, he's doing that same face in a lot of them, where it's like he's almost looking down, but then he's looking up at the thing, and it's like, it's weird.
And he's like biting his lip all goofy, like. I'm like, what the heck? You know, it's weird.
Yeah. But I am glad that they didn't go, like, straight up. Like, he looks, like, very definitively like a creepy clown. But, like I was saying on our doll podcast with Annabelle, like, having it be, like, where it's so obviously a sinister thing, I like when they don't go that direction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you look at Annabelle, like I said, like, obviously this doll is messed up and cursed in every way possible. Don't go near it. Like, who are you fooling? Like, this way, at least, it's like, yeah, he looks like a weird kind of rodent clown. He looks a little bit goofy. Where you maybe could see, okay, maybe that's why Georgie is not so afraid of, like, talking to him. Stuff like that. That kind of stuff is creepier to me.
That goes back to his voice. I think that's why it's so creepy when he's talking. Because his voice sounds innocent. It doesn't sound like Pennywise Tim Curry. You know, Tim Curry is like, you know, he doesn't sound like an innocent person. He sounds kind of like a scruffy kind of guy. You know, he sounds like,
I don't know, like the bad mall Santa.
Yeah, like he sounds like he could have been a clown, but maybe a clown who smoked a little bit.
Yeah, he sounds like a chain smoking clown.
Yeah,
you know, this
that
one
should be the name of our band, Chain Smoking Clowns.
Yeah,
there we go.
It's gonna be awesome. But yeah, the voice. Okay, we're gonna have to watch it now.
Yeah. You haven't convinced me to wait. Yep. I have to watch it now.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so, talking about like how it's like the fact that him looking like not that intimidating and being approachable, like understanding why Georgie would talk to him or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you guys had to see like the comparison trailer yet? Where like it's side by side, like the trailer for it, the new one and the TV one? Scene for scene, they match up pretty well.
Really?
But there's a part where it's like, all right, the kids that we're getting in this one might be dumber than the kids from the first one. And I say that because when you see Georgie running with his boat from the original movie, he's running and there's that little barrier thing and he runs around it and he continues following his boat, happy-go-lucky. But the one from the movie, as we've seen, like he smashes his head right into that thing. And it's not like it was like hiding. You know, it's at eye level. It's,
you should be able to see that. Even looking down at your feet, you can see it.
Yeah, because like, it has things on the sides. Yeah. It's like, how did you miss that? It's like, all right, obviously this kid is not that bright. You know, and that's saying something because when you see Georgie from the first one, he didn't seem like a bright kid. You know?
Right.
He seemed like he wasn't all that smart.
A very sweet kid.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, aw, you adorable thing.
Kissing your brother goodbye. Like, thanks. Thanks for my boat.
I love the way he talks, though.
Yeah.
Like, when they're down in the sewers, and they're...
The new kid.
No, the old one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the new kid... I can't remember what the new one sounds like. Oh, yeah, the new one's... I like the way he talks,
too. You'll float, too!
Oh, that was so creepy. I love that. Like, you'll float, too! But in the first one, he's down in the sewer whenever they're adults, and they're going to confront it. And so it's got, like, he's all, like... They got some green lighting on him, so he looks real creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's talking to his brother. He's like, oh, your fault, Bill. Oh, your fault, Bill.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Jeffy the dog, it's all your fault.
Oh, your fault, Bill. I came into the room when you were watching that scene earlier, and he was just like, it's all your fault. Like,
all your fault, Bill.
Bill. Like, Droopy the dog, Bill.
That's great. That was a sign. He was going to get eaten. If you talk like that, you're going to get eaten.
Yeah. There's no hope. Sorry.
You can't talk like that and survive.
Yeah. Those are life rules.
Welcome to life.
What I'm curious about, too, is that there's different versions, or different numbers of versions, but different showings of this. Mm-hmm. So I guess I could say versions, because we're going to go watch the standard one. You know, but there's a 4DX version you can watch. Which is like 3D and like special seats and everything.
Yeah,
like
rumble around and that kind of stuff.
And it's like, like, and it's not like something like super new because I've seen that kind of stuff before. Yeah. But I'm just curious like how they'll incorporate that with this film. Like that's how will that change how you experience this now? Yeah. You know? Like it makes me wonder, like, are there any moments where like when there's some kind of grabbing situation where
like
there's
that
a chair
or like
and cold, being grabbed?
Cold breath on your neck would be so creepy. Yeah. Like yeah, because, like, I've done those at, like, they have those at, like, Disneyland and Six Flags and stuff. And mostly it's, like, rumbling around or, like, little things running between your feet. Like, they just, like, blast, like, little bits of air or, like, whatever. But doing that with a horror movie seems really, like...
Perfect.
Really perfect, yeah.
Especially if everything's positioned right, like...
Yeah.
It made me think, when I saw the thing for it, made me think back when I went to go see Shrek 4D.
Oh, yeah. At
Universal. And it was actually, I have to say, like, before I went, I was like, this is going to be stupid. Why are we doing this? Like, Shrek's funny. Yes, I like Shrek.
Uh-huh. Shrek is life.
4D, come on. And then we went in, I was like, oh my God, this is, like, the smartest and coolest thing I've ever experienced. Because, like, there are moments where, like, they're on, like, a horse horse and carriage, and the horse is running right at you, and it stops, and it's like, and it blows out the air in your face, and they had it positioned just right on the chair that when it put air in your face, like there was even like a wet mist, as if like it blew snot on you. I was like, what is this? I'm touching my forehead, like, what was that? Things in my face.
I'm concerned. Okay.
I was like, you know, or like when there was fire, like you felt heat coming at you and stuff.
Totally,
you know, it's just like when those booming moments.
Universal did a really good job of those.
The chair would move. Yeah. And it's like, oh, this is cool. Yeah. Like this was a whole other way to watch a movie that I've never experienced. Mm-hmm. That and I've never been much for 3D films.
Yeah.
It takes me out of it. You know, because most of them are done either horribly or like it's just it just feels too gimmicky.
Or just feels unnecessary.
Yeah.
It was Gravity did a really good job of it, though.
I heard that. I still haven't seen it that way. I probably never will, because it's not theaters.
Yeah. It did a really good job of like, making you feel, like, the vastness of being alone in space with everything gone wrong. And it just, like, it made the scale feel a lot bigger, which was really cool. And it... what I don't like about 3D movies, this is a total tangent now, but would they always do the gimmick shots that I hate?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, like the sword coming right at you or whatever. Like, I remember when that weird CG Beowulf movie came out with Angelina Jolie. Yeah. I actually saw that. That was my senior year of high school when that came out. I saw it on a field trip. Of course they didn't want to pay for 3D for the entire senior class for their English field trip. So we saw it in 2D, and there's this long, long, like, tracking shot of an arrow. And it's like you're sitting there watching it without any of the intended effect. And you're just like, this is so stupid. Mm-hmm. I hate this.
Yeah, I think that's what annoys me about it, too. Yeah. It's like when you watch the regular version... You know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And then it loses its effect in the regular, in the standard. Because when you go home and you watch this thing on the DVD, you're not going to be 3D glassing it up.
Right.
You know? Yeah. You're just like regular viewing. You know? But yeah. Yeah.
Do they have any of those theaters that are doing that with It around here?
I believe so. Like, definitely in San Francisco, they have some spots. It's usually like a limited thing, though. Because it's something that they're like, bringing around at different places from what I saw.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, or if like you're like an IMAX theater, then
there's a bigger chance. Yeah, I think something like the Metreon would have it or something.
But yeah, yeah. I didn't look super into it, but I was curious. I was like, this sounds cool.
All right. Yeah.
Like, I know we have some, I think some of our LA crew is going down to check it out. So yeah. So they'll let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll give us the info how that went down.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All your fault, Bill.
It's all your fault.
Oh, your fault, Bill.
So, listeners, let us know what's your favorite part of It, or what's your favorite clown movie in general. You know, let us know in the comments. If you go to watch It, definitely let us know what your thoughts are on the film. And you know what's really cool? I think people should just, like, go on Twitter, Instagram, and do, like, little videos themselves doing, like, their best, like, Tim Curry clown laugh.
Yes. Yeah.
That would be super cool.
Yes. Like,
you do yours, and we will put up our own on social media, too.
What should we hashtag that? Hashtag curry laugh?
Hashtag curry laugh. I feel like to add to that, we should eat curry and then laugh afterwards.
That works. That's a great Famous Monsters After Dark.
Yeah.
Or whatever thing.
Maybe it should be hashtag Tim Curry laugh, so don't confuse it with Steph Curry.
Because he's known for laughing all the time. After those three-pointers. And one. What, basketball humor? I'm not about that. Come on, man.
Me either. That's why I don't want to get the two confused.
I forgot who that was until you said so, actually.
You never
I'm not
know,
a sports
man.
Person.
Golden State Warriors, man.
I am.
I only know it because living up here in Petaluma, it's like it's everywhere.
You don't have
it really is.
Yeah. I'm from Boston, so I only know Celtics, but it's
I'm from
it's
Cleveland.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland. LeBron James. LeBron James.
LeBron Town.
Yep.
Yeah. Hit us up with that. As always, I am George, your jack of all trades. With me is Eleni,
the Falcon.
That wasn't even planned. We just did that.
We just did it.
Social media guru, Chase Hensley.
You have a different title every time. Sometimes master, sometimes coordinator, sometimes guru.
I'm going to see how far I can go with it and just keep on thinking different
things
every time.
I love it. Keep it going.
Yeah.
I will never stop you.
Chase, where can they find us?
Under their beds, in their closets.
Online.
Not when we're creepy after hours.
Not what you do with your own time. Yeah.
Dressed up as a clown.
What clown school do you go to again?
Let's be the clown.
Oh. The little clown. But where can they find us on social media?
On Instagram and Twitter, at Famous Monsters. On Facebook, it's Famous Monsters of Filmland, or FMOFL. And then we are on YouTube and Audio Boom, which you're hearing this.
Which you should be hearing right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or iTunes.
Listen up.
Yeah.
Listen up.
Yeah, and then check out our meetups and, see what events we got going on. Search for us on Meetup. We got good stuff.
All right, should we be doing haunt attractions soon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to be setting up some haunt attractions for some places. We got a game night going on at a comic book store. We'll be doing more movies in the future, so it's going to be a lot of cool stuff.
And of course, you know, if you're into any of our conventions or anything FM related, you know, don't forget to go to FamousMonsters.com or Famous Monsters Halloween. And don't forget to check out our Famous Monsters TV on mm-hmm. Coffee 20.
Yes.
And good night.
Bye.